Welcome, welcome back. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank God for this opportunity to pray with you. Come, Holy Spirit, come into this time. We'll use the entrance antiphon for Mass as an antiphon for an invitatory. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of God day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season. Psalm 24. The Lord's is the earth in its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of God night and day, and will yield his fruit in due season. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of Glory. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors, let him enter, the King of Glory. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord, day and night. He will yield his fruit in due season. Who is he, the King of Glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of Glory. Blessed indeed is he who ponders the law of the Lord. Day and night he will yield his fruit in due season. We pray Psalm 127. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. Let's pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV. Let's pray for his intentions on this last day when we have our monthly intentions for peace in the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A reading from the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians. I long to be with Christ. My brothers, I want you to know that my situation has worked out to the furtherance of the gospel. My imprisonment in Christ's cause has become well known throughout the Praetorium here, and to others as well. Most of my brothers in Christ, taking courage from my chains, have been further emboldened to speak the word of God fearlessly. It is true, some preach Christ from motives of envy and rivalry, but others do so out of goodwill. Some act from unaffected love, aware that my circumstances provide an opportunity to defend the gospel's cause. Others promote Christ not from pure motives, but as an intrigue against me, thinking that it will make my imprisonment even harsher. What of it? All that matters is that in any and every way, whether from specious motives or genuine ones, Christ is being proclaimed. That is what brings me joy. Indeed, I shall continue to rejoice in the conviction that this will turn out to my salvation, thanks to your prayers and the support I receive from the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I firmly trust and anticipate that I shall never be put to shame for my hopes. I have full confidence that now, as always, Christ will be exalted through me, whether I live or die. For to me, life means Christ, hence dying is so much gain. If, on the other hand, I am willing to go on living in the flesh, that means productive toil for me, and I do not know which to prefer. I am strongly attracted by both. I long to be free from this life and to be with Christ, for that is the far better thing. Yet it is more urgent that I remain alive for your sakes. That fills me with confidence that I will stay with you and persevere with you all, for your joy and your progress in the faith. My being with you once again should make you even prouder of me in Christ. Conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ. If you do so, whether I come and see you myself or hear about your behavior from a distance, it will be clear that you are standing firm in unity of spirit and exercising yourself with one accord for the faith of the gospel. Do not be intimidated by your opponents in any situation. Their opposition foreshadows downfall for them, but salvation for you. All this is as God intends, for it is your special privilege to take Christ's part, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Yours is the same struggle as mine, the one in which you formerly saw me engaged and now hear that I am caught up. In the name of the encouragement that you owe me in Christ, in the name of the solace that love can give, of fellowship in spirit, compassion and pity, I beg you, make my joy complete by your unanimity, possessing the one love, united in spirit and ideals. Never act out of rivalry or conceit. Rather, let all parties think humbly of others' interests as superior to their think of others' interests rather than his own. Your attitude must be that of Christ. Though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name, every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Responsory prayer. Christ bore our sins on the cross so that we might die to sin and live a life of holiness. Through his death, he broke the power of the devil, the prince of death. Our faith rests on Jesus, who endured the cross for the sake of the joy that lay before him. Through his death, he broke the power of the devil, the prince of death. A reading from the prologue of the Commentary on Isaiah by St. Jerome, priest. I interpret as I should, following the command of Christ. Search the scriptures and seek, and you shall find. Christ will not say to me what he said to the Jews, "You erred, not knowing the scriptures and not knowing the power of God." For if, as Paul says, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God, and if the man who does not know scripture does not know the power and wisdom of God, then ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. Therefore, I will imitate the head of a household who brings out of his storehouse things both new and old, and says to his spouse in the Song of Songs, "I have kept you for you things old and new, my beloved." In this way, permit me to explain Isaiah, showing that he was not only a prophet, but an evangelist and an apostle as well. For he says about himself and the other evangelists, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach good news, of those who announce peace, and God speaks to him as if he were an apostle. Whom shall I send? Who will go to my people?" And he answers, "Here I am. Send me." No one should think that I mean to explain the entire subject matter of this great book of Scripture in one brief sermon, since it contains all the mysteries of the Lord. It prophesies that Emmanuel is to be born of a virgin and accomplish marvelous works and signs. It predicts his death, burial, and resurrection from the dead as Savior of all men. I need say nothing about the natural sciences, ethics, and logics. Logic, whatever is proper to Holy Scripture, whatever can be expressed in human language and understood by the human mind, is contained in the book of Isaiah. Of these mysteries, the author himself testifies when he writes, "You shall be given a vision of all things, like words in a sealed scroll. When they give the writings to a wise man, they shall say, 'Read this,' and he will reply, 'I cannot, for it is sealed.' And when the scroll is given to an uneducated man, and he is told, 'Read this,' he will reply, 'I do not know how to read.' Should this argument appear weak to anyone, let him listen to the apostle. Let two or three prophets speak, and let others interpret. If, however, a revelation should come to one of those who are seated there, let the first one be quiet. How can they be silent, since it depends on the Spirit who speaks through his prophets, whether they remain silent or speak? If they understood what they were saying, all things would be full of wisdom and knowledge. But it was not the air vibrating with the human voice that reached their ears, but rather it was God speaking within the soul of the prophets, just as another prophet says, 'It is an angel who spoke in me,' and again crying out in our hearts, 'Abba, Father,' and I shall listen to what the Lord God says within me." Responsory prayer. All scripture is inspired by God and is valuable for teaching and for showing the way to holiness, so that the man of God might be fully qualified and equipped for every good work. The wise son is the one who keeps God's law, so that the man of God might be fully qualified and equipped for every good work. Just have such a beautiful gift of our lives here, despite how challenging they might be. Christ desires to lead all men to salvation. Let us implore him with all our hearts. Draw all things to yourself, Lord. Through your precious blood, Lord, you redeemed us from the slavery of sin. Grant us the freedom of the sons of God. Bestow your grace upon our bishops, especially your local bishop like ours, Gerald Kincannis, and upon all bishops. May they administer your sacraments with fervent joy. Grant that all who seek the truth may find it, and in finding it, may they desire it all the more. Be present to comfort widows, orphans, and all the abandoned, Lord. May they feel close to you and cling to you. Receive our departed brethren into the heavenly kingdom, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you will be all in all. Look after our pastors. Explain to them your righteous ways and keep us in safety and peace. Help us to do the best work we can, patiently, and with edification for you and all of our apostles. Help biblical scholars on this day, and help us have a proper respect and reverence for them. But help them also to break free from any distractions or worries, anxieties, or doubts, so that they can produce the translations of Holy Scripture, the strength, and all the things that they need. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O God, who gave the priest Saint Jerome a living and tender love for sacred scripture, grant that your people may be more fruitfully nourished by your word, and find in it the fount of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. I offer a plenary or partial indulgence for the soul in purgatory. May this be done now in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Help me do just as what you say. Help me follow the promptings of your Holy Spirit and your guardian angel and obey you more promptly and fearfully. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our